Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the LC and Jack Radio Show, live from New York. And now, here are your hosts, LC and Jack.
Welcome to the LC and Jack Radio Show. Alrighty. Music was a little crazy there. Well, that's what happens when you have live radio. Well, welcome to the LC and Jack Radio Show with your man LC holding it down. Give us a shout here in the studio. You can reach us at area code 347-843-4738. Up close and personal, Urban Talk Radio. We thank you for joining us for another edition of the show. And it is a pleasure to be back on the air. I know it's been a while. We have been MIA. Can I say that again? MIA. We apologize. I tell you, it's been very, very busy for LC, as well as the bread man, who should be joining us here shortly. But we hope to keep the ball rolling now, even through the holidays. We normally take a break during the Thanksgiving / Christmas. But I think this year what we're going to do is kind of roll through that and, bring in a bang for the new year. So, like I said, it is a pleasure to be back on the air. So much has happened over the period of time that we're off, not doing any live shows, from Ebola to Secret Service not doing what they're supposed to do and putting the president in harm's way, to many, many, many other hot topics over the course of the last several months. So give us a shout if you're out there. LC is back and Jack is back. So hit us up. You can reach us again at area code 347-843-4738. Well, like I said, there's been so much stuff going on. One of the things that I guess that's hot in the news as we speak is Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby, someone's accusing him of molesting her when she was 17 years old. I had a chance to check out a brief CNN exclusive interview with the young lady, and this happened many, many, many years ago, and Bill Cosby is going to have a statement. That statement is supposed to be coming out later today, and I guess more to come on that. As far as, you know, we have to get some information, Bill's take on what happened. But her account is that she was taken advantage of at a young age by Bill. And, you know, he did some things that shouldn't have been done. She was taken advantage of. So You know, whenever you hear these things, you got to be careful. There's always two sides to every story. And I guess, you know, more to come on what's happening with that. But, you know, Bill Cosby is America's dad. Perceived that from TV. Also, just a class individual. So, again, not going to make judgment on Bill because the facts should come out and probably will come out. And we'll see what happens with Bill, and we'll see what happens with the individual. She says she made these claims many, many years ago, and no one would listen. So, more to come in regards to Bill Cosby. I'm sure we will have the next week or so. This will be full front circle if there is merit to the case. If there's no merit to the case, this will probably die down very quickly, especially with the internet. If there's a lot of holes in her story, this will not slow Bill down. He's actually on a tour, or was. He's decided to take a mini break to address the questions in regards to the charges, or the accusations, I should say, that was made. So, more to come. What is the word there, Brett?
The word is 95 South on the turnpike, baby.
The bread man, of course, is out and about somewhere in the United States. What else would we expect from you there, Brett?
Nothing but the best.
That's what's good. So I know you're heading down 95 South. Where on 95 South are you? What state?
I'm in Jersey right now on exit 2. I just caught up with some bumper-to-bumper traffic before the Delaware Memorial Bridge. And I'm heading down to Virginia to do a fundraiser. Me and my man Don Conte, he's my auctioneer. And we're going to do it up tonight at, what's the name of that place?
Oh, that's good. It's all good. Yeah. So you're going to be down doing an auction and selling some top-notch artwork.
Yeah, we're going to Potomac Falls, Virginia. I think it's the Our Lady of Hope Church. Yeah, that's what it is, Our Lady of Hope Church. And we just caught a little bit of gridlock on the 95, which is expected.
Mm-hmm.
The weather's a little nicer than yesterday, that's for sure. And I'm enjoying being on the LC and Jack show like I normally do.
Yeah, Brad, it's the same here. Just telling the audience before you jumped in is that it's been a minute. As Rakim has said, it's been a while. It's been a long time.
It's been a half. Yeah, it's been a long time.
It's been a long time, but I told them that we'll be back in action here starting today.
Okay.
And we got interviews lined up. It's hot.
Right.
I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but we're getting ready to lock down a nice one right from Hawaii, which you got
a trip that's
going to be shooting down. So he's going to be live and direct from Hawaii. He's going to be calling in. We'll lock him down probably for, wow, this is already mid-November. We'll probably set him up for December.
Okay.
To have him live and direct on the show. And so a lot lined up for November, December, and 2015. It's amazing, Brad. 2015 is already here.
I'm ready for it.
Wow.
I'm ready for it.
Yeah, I tell you, it's 2014 came in and it is out. It's just as quick as it came in. So that's pretty amazing. So give the audience, Brad, an idea what you've been up to the last several weeks.
Shaking and quaking. You know, I went to a friend of mine's wedding, Mr. Torres Jones, down in Baltimore. We got married like 2 weeks ago, and I did a show last weekend in the Maryland area, and I'm doing one this weekend. So that's about it, you know. And you know, I got the cornbread Hawaiian Explosion coming next August in 2015. So look out for that. And the website will be up soon. And I've sent personal emails to a lot of people just to get them excited. And, you know, they know what to do. And once the website is up, it'll go public and everybody else can just follow the lead.
Now, that's what's good. Breadman's going to be, I'm sure by, the Hawaii will put you through almost 50 states there, Brad. I know you probably touched just about every state in the country.
Yeah, I think I've hit all of them but Montana. I don't think I hit Montana yet.
Well, I don't,
I want to go to Montana.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I've been to Hawaii, so those two, you know, they've under my bag. But there's a couple of them that's in the United States, the physical mainland part, I don't think I want to touch.
I hear that.
Yeah.
I hear that. Well, it's been, like I said, it's been a minute. It's good to be back at it. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we won't let you know what the guests are, but we definitely have the guests coming here fast and furious, starting with next week's show. And then from there on, I think we have four guests set up throughout the holidays. That'll take us Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And then that'll take us kind of through Christmas, or just about. So
okay.
Have no fear. LC and Jack with the Bread Man is back, ready to give you great radio. And, you know, while we were gone, hopefully you went through and tuned in to some of the great interviews that we've had over the past 4 or 5 plus years right online here on Blog Talk. So, you know, make sure you hit us up. As you know, we're on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and drop us an email at lcandjack@gmail.com. Let us know. Actually, we got a couple of requests for guests over the time that we were out there, Brad, so we got to respond back and see if we can line those guests up. So it's going to be really busy. I don't know if we're going to be able to get to them before 2015. Because of the guests that we already have lined up, and it's almost,
okay,
you know, it's what, 6 weeks before 2015, something like
seven,
that.
Like that, yeah, seven.
Yeah,
seven.
So I believe we have 5-6 guests already locked and loaded for the rest of the year. So they may have to wait to 2015. We'll get around to them as long as they're valid and they got something good to talk about. We'll get you on. You're up and coming artist.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know. Let us know what you're doing.
Okay.
And
we'll see. I got plenty of those. That's for sure.
That's what's good. So we'll see what happens. Tell you, Brad, a lot happened over the time period we were off the air. You had the Ebola virus here in the States.
Mm-hmm.
You had President Obama almost being attacked at the White House.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You had these guys jumping the fence. And with the Secret Service asleep at the wheel. And so much stuff going on the last 2-3
Ferguson
months.
The Ferguson situation with Mike Brown.
Yes. Yep. You got Reverend Al Sharpton's been very active down in Missouri, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just a lot going on out there, and so we're kind of in catch up mode, so to speak. But, you know, stay tuned. Like I said, we got some really great guests that's coming down the pike. Really exciting guests. And it's going to be a really fun time going into 2015. Looking up to turn up the volume, or turn up the heat, as they say, Brad, take the show to the next level in 2015. So stay tuned. Hold on for the ride, because it's about to get crazy on the LC and Jack radio show. Well, Brett, let's take a quick pause for the cause, and we'll be back on the other side in a couple minutes.
Hi, I'm Evelyn Champagne King. I'm here at the LC and Jack radio show.
Yo, this is Fred, the Hammer, Williamson. Check out the LC and Jack show. If you got nothing else to do during the day or at night, make your life a lot more exciting, check it out, LC and Jack show. All right? All right.
Hi, this is Gloria Gaynor, and you're listening to the LC and Jack radio show.
Hey, yo, what up? This is Keith Murray. I'm chilling with my boy LC and Jack on the LC and Jack radio show. Death Squad LOD. Check out my new single, Laws of Polarity. Peace.
This is Jim Brown. I'm on the LC and Jack show.
That's right, baby. All formal guests of the show, the LC and Jack radio show. So stay tuned, because we got some more big dogs coming down the pike, baby. So if you snooze, you lose. They are coming.
They're going to get bigger and better, I see.
Oh, yeah.
I see light in the tunnel.
That's right, baby. We're about ready to take the internet and flip it upside down. That's how it goes down here in internet radio. The internet is so powerful. Let me tell you, don't get regular urban radio or whatever radio that you listen to over the air is dying fast, y'all. It's all going via internet. You can listen to whatever you want. And you have listeners all over the world. This is not a local thing anymore.
And it's free.
Tune
in.
That's right.
You got to subscribe and pay no monthly bill. You know what I'm saying? Get free entertainment, baby, from the best.
That's what's good. It is. It's an exciting time. I'm charged up, man. I'm like a little kid there, Brad. It's been so long. I'm like, yo, it's time to get back. Get back at it. I know our listeners are like, yo, where are these guys at? Are they still rolling? Well, we back.
Yeah, that's it. They knew you was hanging with me. That's why you got lost.
Yeah, it was busy. It was very, 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 very busy for both of us. But I'm happy to say, you know, we're back, and we got some new shows coming up through 2015 here. And, you know, got some more. Hopefully, we got a couple other big dogs that will open up 2015 for us. I know we'll finish the year with all our guests.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some invites for interviews. We're just trying to lock down some actual dates for 2015. But it looks like the rest of 2014 will be all straight up interviews with people you know. Yeah. Yeah, so it should be really, really, really good. So make sure you stay tuned. That's it. Me too, baby. It's time to get back at it and blow this top off. But we do have a caller there, Brett.
All right,
let's do it. You are live and direct on the LC and Jack radio show with my man Brett. Who do we have on the line? Hello? Hello? You're on the LC and Jack radio show.
Oh, we still got them frightened callers. They got their cold feet.
I think so, Brett.
Mm-hmm. If you're listening, call back.
Yeah, I think they will call back. We always get those. The bashful to...
Yeah.
Yep. Well, bashful to... This is live radio. When you're listening, you got to pick up. And
it's
we
like
can
a
talk
to them like, oh my, I'm on? Is it really? Is it really us? Really? LC and Cornbread on the line? What?
That's right. Are they here?
Mm-hmm. This is live.
That's it. This was good.
Call back, baby.
Call back. We'll be on for a little bit here, so give us a shout back. But, hey, Brett, one of your favorite old shows. I used to watch this show back in the day. I ain't going to front. I've been unable to watch it just because it's scaled down so to the very, very young, which I guess that's the way hip-hop is these days. But BET's 106 in Park is going to be canceled.
What?
No more 106 in Park.
It's going, all those guys?
That's it. So they will do an online edition, but the TV version is no more.
So that's a hint. Say that again now. Say it one more time. So the listeners will know what you said earlier is coming full circle. Say it again.
Yep. BET's 106 in Park, it will be canceled on the air. All the on-the-air shows will be canceled, but they're going to have a digital version online.
Online.
Only.
Hear that?
Online.
Hear that? That's where it's going, baby. And guess
That's
what?
It.
We already there.
That's
we
it.
We never had to go to the TV version.
Nope.
You know? We went
online
straight
online.
Array.
We're online already.
We beat them to the punch. Now they're joining us.
That's it. So they're canceling the show. So look out. BET's 106 in Park. No more. I'm not sure with what's his name now? The latest host is, I don't even know. Who is it?
That's what I'm saying. You know,
I forget who the host is. Yeah.
Tigger or the other guy who was.
No, Tigger's long gone, man.
Yeah, well, see, that's how long it's been since I watched it.
Tigger is long gone. They have, what's his name?
The
young rapper.
The guy who's married to Mariah? I don't know. Is it him?
No. They have, what's his name? Who used to be down with Jermaine Dupri.
Oh, Bow Wow.
Bow Wow is one of the hosts, or
okay.
You know, was, because it's going to be canceled here shortly.
Mm-hmm.
But Bow Wow was one of the hosts with a young lady.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who she is, but they were hosting the show. So they said they will have an occasional show, which means very rarely.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so look out for that. Jay-Z's been in the news. He recently purchased a new company, a new liqueur company, actually. So Jay-Z doing his thing. And Facebook, Brad, is based, I think most people know, Facebook is based out in Cali.
Mm-hmm.
But they recently opened up shop here in the NYC.
What?
Yes, they have just opened a big office in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
This past week.
Okay. All right.
Yep. So they want to be closer to what's happening in the biggest city in the world, which is smart move.
That's it. Because you know Zuckerberg from White Plains anyway. So.
That's right. So.
Good. Yeah, he wants to go home.
That's it. So, yeah, so that's going down. And, you know, just I didn't realize was going through again. I was online, and Rick Ross has lost a ton of weight.
I know he's slimmer than me now.
That man. I mean, he used to be pretty appalling when you saw his videos.
Because
he had a nerve to keep his shirt off.
Yeah, you know, he needs to keep his tattoos.
Yeah, I mean his gut was bigger than I mean just huge.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, this guy's got gall. Wearing all those chains and all you see is his gut. Well, those days are over.
Yes, sir.
He is now slim. No gut. Legs fit.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, his head looks bigger than his body.
I know. I saw that.
Oh, a picture of him.
Look like a catfish.
Yeah, man. So, big up to Rick Ross. I know he had to do it for medical reasons, but you know what? Hey, for whatever reason you did, man, you look good. I'm sure you feel good. And keep holding it down, man. I'm all for the health kick, you know, because if you don't take care of yourself, nobody will. So we will touch a little bit on some health in 2015. I promise you that. Trying to set up some doctors to come in. We'll talk about some different topics that's relevant that we should talk about.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll have some serious talk on some things. We do have a guest here in the coming week, but we'll talk about breast cancer. We did that in the past. We're going to bring that back out again because that's just something that never gets old. And unfortunately, we all have someone who's passed away due to breast cancer.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. It's just a disease that there's no cure. They can try to eliminate it by, you know, either using, you know, some of the therapies that they have today with chemo or some type of radiation, but Or they could just remove the parts out of the body if they get it in time. So, you know, to all those people out there that's holding it down, that's recovering from some type of cancer, you know, our blessings go out to you. Speedy recovery, and you know, so we're gonna try to get into that arena a little bit more on some topics such as health, and we'll get some experts on the show that can really tell us and educate us on how to be a little healthier and what we can do to stay around a little longer. So we're definitely going to do that for 2015. We've had requests for it. We're definitely going to do it. Of course, we're going to keep the show fun. But we definitely got to have some time where we get a little serious and discuss some of the things that's out there that we need to talk about. So more to come on that, and we'll talk about that as we open up the 2015 campaign. But that's definitely something that we have to get back at and talk about. And you know, we have the power, Brad, to educate people all over this world. So I think it is our responsibility to get that information out. And hopefully we help save lives with the information that we provide.
That's it.
So that's what it's all about. So, again, it is happy. We are happy to be back on live radio here. Hit us up again. You got to hit us up LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. And I think that's it for now. I don't know if we're going to get into the other different avenues, but for now, you can definitely get at us. I know we have gotten some requests. Like I said, I apologize. We haven't gotten back to you. But we're just starting to kind of get back up and rolling. So stay with us as we roll right through the holidays into 2015. It's a good time. I love that these times are there, Brett. Thanksgiving.
Yes, sir.
It's a great time. You going to be in town for Thanksgiving or you going to be out?
It's up in the air. I think we're going to be in town because my brother's celebrating his 50th. So I'm pretty sure I should be around, you know, in the local area. My brother Anthony Jones is going to be the big 5-0. So, you know, we got to bring it in. His birthday is around Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
So we might do it that Thursday or that Friday. What depends on what my sisters want to do, so I'm hanging in the wind, waiting on them to make the call.
Okay. Yeah, well, we're probably going to do a whole big bash down at the VFW.
Okay,
so,
that'll work.
Yeah, so if you're not doing nothing.
Okay, most definitely.
We're going to make it happen down there. We're doing a big family thing.
Okay, that sounds good. I remember 2010 when we did it. That was nice, too.
Yeah, I got it
on YouTube.
Yeah, it's a good time. Yeah. So we're bringing it back. It's almost that time. You know, a couple of weeks it'll be Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Great, you know, great time of year. I know the advertisers are all over Christmas already, but we can't forget about Thanksgiving. Thanking all for what we have.
Yeah.
We got to give thanks for what we have.
So. Yeah.
That's right around the corner. So if you have no one to share your Thanksgiving, I'm sure you do have family. Or if you don't have family in the area, make sure you reach out to friends, nearby friends, spend some time with that day. Well, worst case, you can always tune in to the LC and Jack radio show, because I'm sure we will have an interview that week, which will keep you very prime and in the Thanksgiving mood. It's gonna be a very good show that week. I think the way we have everything set up here, that will be a really nice interview. So make sure you tune in each and every week now through 2015 again on the LC and Jack radio show. Yep. You got any shout outs there, Brett?
Not since we just started. I just want to give a rest in peace to my man, Harry Vessel. He was a childhood friend. You know, he used to live with us, you know, like he was my brother, uncle, best friend. I just want to wish him, give him a blessing, and to his family, because I just found out on Facebook that he had passed, and I had no idea he had passed, and want to send my condolences to him and his family. It's the Harry Vessel from White Plains. Rest in peace, my brother.
Yeah, rest in peace, definitely. And to all of those out there who might have lost a loved one, you know, our regards go out to you and your family. We all kind of go through that. During this period of time, you know, I had a family member as well that had passed. She lived a full life at 97 years old.
Wow, God bless.
But you know what? It's always tough, because you think they're gonna live forever, especially when they've been around that long.
Yep.
You think they're gonna be around for an even longer period of time. So don't take them for granted while they're here. Tell them how much you love them, you care for them, because you just never know when that you get that phone call, or you're the unfortunate person that finds them no longer here on this, here. They're up there with the man in charge by his side. So, you know, they're down here to do their work for a short period of time. We're only here. So you have to enjoy those people while they're here, because when you least expect it, they're gone.
That's
so
cool.
With that said, We're not gonna go anywhere, at least that we know of. gonna be here bringing you some really great interviews, just a great time, and continue to try to step up the show so we can even broaden our audience even bigger than what it is, and we have a nice following as it is now. So, again, hit us up at LCNJack@gmail.com. Any feedback, or you could hit us on any social media, pretty much, that we already talked about. Well, Brett, unless you don't have any shout outs, man, it's going to be about it. I know you had.
Hey, I'm on the road, so I really can't do too much. You know, I got to watch out for 5-0. You know what I'm saying? So I hit him up next week. On the big list. I'll make up for the whole summer and part of the fall.
Don't kill them all at once, man. You got to spread it out.
I got a backlog like the train.
But again, we thank you so much for hanging in there as we kind of bring the show back full circle. So again, thanks for tuning back in. We look forward to you tuning in next week for another edition of the LC and Jack Radio Show. Until then, stay safe, stay sound. God bless.
Peace.